What is going on, everybody? This is Mike Hughes, and you're listening to Mike on the Mic, and everything Chicago Sports Related Podcast. Today is officially November 1st, 2023, and ladies and gentlemen, as it currently sits at 12.06 a.m. on November 1st, it is officially winter, baby. It is officially Christmas time. We skipped right over Thanksgiving. We are in the middle of winter as Chicago had a hail thunderstorm today. I have never seen hail, snow, and lightning all at the same time, but today, prime time, my flag football team with my boy Kevin Lapkins and Mark and everybody else on the team, James, I mean, we could go on and on. We got dogs on this squad. We are currently 3-0. We roll up to our game, and we see lightning, hail, all you can ask. The refs weren't about it. The refs wanted nothing to do with it. We wanted the play. They kicked us off the field, but it was an amazing weekend nonetheless. I hope everybody had an amazing Halloween weekend, an amazing Hallows Eve, an amazing Halloween, and the sports world did not disappoint us in helping us reach that level of expectation of a successful Halloween weekend as James Harden, in the dead of night, gets swooped up from Philadelphia and lands with the Los Angeles Clippers, reunited for the third time with Russell Westbrook. Obviously, their OKC stint, then their Houston stint, now in Los Angeles. It's super dope to see the hometown kids teaming up. Mind you, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook are all LA native. So that's really cool to me. I think that's going to be really something special if those guys can stay healthy. But you can check out how I feel about that and everything else going on Welcome to Mars podcast. Check that out on YouTube, Spotify, and anywhere else, Facebook, anywhere you can find it. Myself and Rob Scott, one of my best friends, my brother, who I did the Ice Cube interview with for the Big Three, who I've worked with at the ASAP Network for multiple years. We have started our own podcast called The Mike and Rob Show, aka Welcome to Mars. So definitely check that out because Wednesday night, we are going live around 7 p.m., and we are going to be chopping it up, talking everything NBA, everything Chicago Bears. But why are you guys here tonight? Why are you guys here tonight? We're not talking a World Series. We're not talking Texas Rangers versus Arizona Diamondbacks. We're not talking about anything else going on in the NBA. Victor Wembanyama versus Kevin Durant. A lot of things we could talk about, but tonight, we're talking about the NFL trade deadline and the speculations and rumors that the fucking Chicago Bears put us through throughout the last 48 hours. There were rumors going around, and honestly, not even rumors, solidifications, validation, that Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears granted Jalen Johnson, star cornerback of the Chicago Bears, arguably the face of the defense, permission to seek a trade and that he has requested a trade. After contract extensions and negotiations just haven't gone either way. It was really upsetting. It was really upsetting for me. Now, I also saw it as a tactic. We've seen that before with Kyle Fuller, and they obviously did get that done. You know, we've seen it before with Jonathan Taylor, and he's still played the remainder of this season so far with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll see what happens in the near future. But it doesn't always mean you're going to get traded. So it was very nice to see that Jalen Johnson did not get moved because that would have broken my heart. I like Tyreek Stevenson a lot. I like Tyler Gordon a lot. But they are not in a place right now to be thrown into different roles. I love the roles that they're in alongside Jalen Johnson, mentoring and learning from those guys. I mean, it's great. It's great. He's a lockdown, solidified cornerback one, and they need to address him as such. Now, if his pay window is way out of price range and way off of being realistic, then I understand. But I don't feel like it is. You know, we've had that conversation many times about what Ryan Poles has really wanted to do with all of this salary cap space. The most salary cap space in the entirety of the NFL. I mean, let's be real. The most salary cap space, and we'll probably still be top 10 this year. And really, all you really brought in was obviously Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards and Nate Davis, but I didn't see, and obviously DJ Moore, technically speaking, but you got that via trade, it's a little different. But, you know, the reality is this, you didn't use that money to get a big splash name. Guys like Roquan Smith, keeping guys like Khalil Mack, you let those guys go, and I expected you to use it in a better way, I guess. Roquan Smith looks like one of the best middle linebackers in football right now. Now, obviously, we were against paying him the highest paid linebacker in NFL history. But I still think we could have met that deal and it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have to make him the highest paid ever, but we could have met something close to that. But with that being said, let's talk about what the Bears did do today. I'm on my phone. I'm working at my job all day long. I'm waiting for the Jalen Johnson news. Man, I'm hurt. I'm devastated. Because originally I said, hey, we're getting Chase Young or we're getting Sweat. That's just what it is. Because one of them is going. We knew it. They literally spoke it into existence. The GM and the general manager in the front office of the Washington Commanders let it be known. Montez Sweat or Chase Young, potentially both of them would be moved. And they both were. Chase Young for a third round pick to the San Francisco 49ers, which is absolutely fucking insane to even think about him and Bosa being on the same. And Warner. I don't even want to think about it. But the Chicago Bears get Montez Sweat, a 6'6", 27-year-old on a contract year. This 262 pass rusher is an absolute dog. An absolute monster with 35.5 sacks and 9 forced fumbles throughout his career so far. He's an absolute dog, a kid from Kentucky. Him and Chase Young could have been one of the best pass rush duos in the entire league if they could have just stayed healthy together. If they would have been on the floor at the same time, they would be one of the best, without question. We saw what they were in, what, 2020 was it, when they were one of the top three, top five defenses in the league together. They are absolute difference makers. To pair that up with Yannick Ngakoue right now and DeMarcus Walker, I think that's amazing for the Chicago Bears. It is something we desperately need. And the beauty of it is we can put them on the franchise tag for 2 years if we potentially wanted to, back-to-back years. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. I'm curious to see how this is going to help us moving forward. But with that being said, man, let's get right into it. Let's talk about it. What does he do immediately for the Chicago Bears organization? I think it's going to be huge. I think this is a team that Matt Eberflus, coming from Indianapolis, was one of the better defensive coordinators in the entire league. We saw a very aggressive defense. We saw a team that went after it. Not only were they great in man coverage, not only were they great in zone, but they blitzed the fucking quarterback. That is something we have not seen in the 2 years Matt Eberflus has been under tenured as the Chicago Bears head coach and as the defensive coordinator. So that's definitely something that I want to see more of. I think bringing in someone like Sweat, you can now say, hey, listen, we got Yannick on one end, we got Sweat on the other. Yeah, our defensive linemen are kind of still young and still growing. Obviously, Jervon Dexter Sr. and then obviously Zach Pickens. But I think at the end of the day, they're slowly growing into what we hope they could potentially be. They've been very quiet this year, but they also don't have a lot of help. You know, it's really hard to do good at your job when you have to do everybody else's as well, and you have to make up for other people not doing theirs. It's kind of like, imagine there's a bunch of holes in a boat, and you put a bunch of plugs in these said holes to fill all of the water from going through. If you plug 3 of those holes and you take them out, and there's only 2 plugs left, and all of these holes are coming through, the water's coming through. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. You know what I mean? So it's really hard to get after the quarterback when you don't have to worry about guys like DeMarcus Walker, when you don't have to worry about guys like Yannick consistently, Pickens, and Jervon. So to bring in a guy like Sweat who brings that pressure, who brings that aggressiveness, that man of a man type mentality, it's going to be really interesting to see what they could potentially do with him in the fold. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be really interesting. I definitely want him to be somebody who's a part of this organization long term. Like I said, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So what that means, I'm not sure. But this is bigger to me, you know, when you look at what the Commanders and Ron Rivera, an 85 Bear, a Super Bowl champion, have been able to do. It's just really unfortunate. I've heard, you know, them talking about Chase Young being undisciplined and him, you know, being more about himself and making splashy plays and what the team wants to do. Like, fuck, dude. I've watched Chase Young a very long time, an OSU product, you know, a guy who had no issues coming into the draft, a guy who never had an ego coming into the draft. He was just there to work his ass off, and that's what he did. And I think when you're in such a toxic situation, if I'm Chase Young, if you want me in man coverage and I'm one of the better pass rushers in the world, then I think I could be the next Max Crosby, or I think I could be the next Joey Bosa or Nick Bosa. I think you're even T.J. Watt, pardon me. You know, you have to have that conversation where it's like, all right, well, there's going to be times where I'm like, fuck this game plan. I got to get after it. I got to make a play. And I understand that, especially when the game plan is horrible. But you know, I'm very curious to see what he does under a Kyle Shanahan-led team. Obviously, you already have dogs like Christian McCaffrey, Warner, Bosa and company already there. So, Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, Purdy and company. I mean, it's Trent Williams. The list goes on. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with that. But as far as it concerns Sweat, I think it speaks more volumes about what the Commanders see their future being. I don't think they're still sold on Sam Howell. I'm a Sam Howell fan. I like what he's been able to do. But I don't think they're quite sold on him. So I think it's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting. I don't know what that means for them moving forward and how they're going to utilize that second and third round pick. I imagine they're probably going to go offense after the signing of Eric Bieniemy. But it's definitely going to be a weird look for them the next couple of years. But for the Bears, I think it's the stepping in the right direction. I mean, it's really what we want to see. Now you have cornerstone pieces. Tremaine Edmonds, Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson, Montez Sweat. You know, you have guys on this organization right now that you can say, hey, maybe they're going to be here 3 to 4 years from now. Yannick Ngakoue is a question mark. You know what I mean? Eddie Jackson, definite question mark. You know, DeMarcus Walker, is he going to be here? There's a lot of guys that you can kind of look at and say, I don't know. I don't know. You have a lot of questions about them. You know what I mean? And I think it's nice to see polls go out there and trade a second round pick that I don't immediately hate. Last year, around this time, he traded for Chase Claypool, and that was absolutely horrid. And I hated it then, and I hate it now. You know what I mean? So it's definitely something that I think is going to be super interesting. I keep saying that, but I'm going to keep reiterating that because it is. I think this changes a lot. I think it changes the outlook of what this team could potentially be. You have two top three, top five potential picks in the first round next year. If you can get another pass rusher, if you can get a defensive lineman, if you can get another offensive lineman as well on top of that, I mean, you're looking at 2024 and 2025 and saying, maybe potentially we can go on a run. Maybe we can do something special. And I think Montez Sweat could be a really big part of that if he wants to be a part of this organization moving forward. He definitely could make it ugly as well. He definitely could say, no, if you're not going to pay me, I'll sit. Woo-woo. But we're not going to talk about that until we get to that bridge. You know what I mean? That's a whole different conversation. So, you know, I think immediately the impact is helping us get off the field defensively. I mean, that's really what we need. That's really what we actually need to do right now is we need to get stops. And whether that's in the run game or in the pass game, I think we just look awful around the board right now. And this is a guy who can immediately make people look better. He has an immediate impact. He's somebody that I think could be a stepping stone in the right direction for this organization. And I think it's going to be really special to find out. But that's all I really got for you guys right now. We're going to get breakdown more about the Bears tomorrow on Welcome to Mars podcast. So definitely check that out on Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify podcast. Welcome to Mars podcast with Mike Hughes and Rob Scott. You can check that out tomorrow night. We're normally going to be airing on Tuesdays and Saturdays, but unfortunately we weren't able to go tonight because Rob Scott's show is running a little late. He had a lot of things going on. I obviously had a football game that got postponed the second I got there. But yeah, man, we're gonna be back to our normal schedule starting next week, or I guess this Saturday. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. This is Mike Hughes from Mike on the Mic. Peace.